Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Lynn Scherr, in for John Hockenberry. President Obama called up the history gods last night, acknowledging that the fight for health care reform is nothing new.
I'm not the first president to take up this cause, but I am determined to be the last. It has now been nearly a century since Theodore Roosevelt first called for health care reform. And ever since, nearly every president and Congress, whether Democrat or Republican, has attempted to meet this challenge in some way.
Our next guest, author James Marone, knows this fight well. He is the co-author of The Heart of Power, Health and Politics in the Oval Office, and he's a political science professor at Brown University. His latest book puts the healthcare debate into some historical context. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Lynn.
So, before we dig into the past, give me your take on the latest presidential healthcare speech last night.
You know, I think Barack Obama needed to give a great speech that did an impossible number of things. He had to get specific, he had to inspire, and he had fire up the base. He can put a check mark on all three of those things. He did what he had to do. Now comes the part where everybody else fails. Winning in public is only a small part of this. The really tough job has always been twisting arms behind closed congressional doors.
Well, we have to, in other words, going from dream to reality.
Exactly.
All right, so he gets good marks in the speech area, right?
Yes, I thought he did exactly what he had to do. He really threaded that needle.
Okay, fine. Now let's talk about turning it into law or turning it into fact. From what you know historically, can he do, should he do?
You know, this is one place we know nothing about how good Barack Obama is. It's a place where lots of presidents have fallen flat on their faces. JFK also framed the debate over Medicare, in his case, in 1963 beautifully. He was inspired, fired up, because his dad had just suffered a stroke. So this meant the world to him. But he had no idea about how to move Congress the rest of the way. Harry Truman, the same thing. There's a little test we'll be able to see how Obama's doing. The fewer leaks we get over the next week, the more seriously this discussion is going on.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't put money on that one. I think
no.
There'll be lots of leaks.
And if this takes place in the media, it's trouble. Lyndon Johnson is the most instructive guy on this.
Well, let me ask you to break it down for me. Give me four healthcare lessons that President Obama can draw from his predecessors.
One, he's got right down. You got to move very fast. And he's got that. Remember, at this time in the Clinton administration, we don't have a bill yet. So he's got that lesson. Lesson number two, pass the credit to Congress. Lyndon Johnson, when he was getting Medicare, was so hidden in his contributions that it was 40 years before we knew he was even involved. Number three, get the public conversation toned down so that it doesn't frighten Congress. I got two more. Number four, remember, this is about your base. The next election is going to have a turnout, the midterm, of about 37-38%. These are base elections. It's not about going to the middle. It's getting your base fired up. And number five, a lesson I hope he doesn't need. Number five, if you lose, lose right. Harry Truman lost, and he kept fighting for his reform, and that reform stayed alive.
I'm fascinated by the one of your lessons, which was leave it to Congress. The president made it very clear last night he was not going to get into too many details.
You know, the great presidents always do lots of details while pretending not to do any. I'm not going to get involved in the details, Lyndon Johnson said over and over again. I trust you. That's the right stance. But when two congressmen disagree, and that's going to happen 1,000 times in the next week, Lynn, you got to get in there and settle it.
Okay.
Get into the details. Pretend you're above them.
James Marone, co-author of The Heart of Power, Health and Politics in the Oval Office. Thank you for that
bit of... Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks for the history lesson. And now...